what are computers doing for science these days? And, you know, as you mentioned, computers are letting us model extremely complicated systems that we're never able to model before. One of the things that's kind of gotten lost in the computer revolution is the original impetus. One of the original impetuses for this whole thing was to try and understand biological systems. People like von Neumann, Norbert Wiener, Alan Turing, these were all pioneers of computers. They were all interested in biology. They wanted to understand how it was that the brain worked, and they saw computers as a kind of model for the brain. One of the things that computers have been doing ever since is proving wrong every assertion that's made about what the differences are between machines and living things. The hardest things for computers are the easiest things for us, things like recognizing a face or walking around a room without bumping into things. Recognizing patterns is really what I believe general intelligence is about. My little boy, who's less than a year old, can already recognize a dog, both in real life and in a book. Mm-hmm. I challenge anybody to get a computer to do that in general. One of the things you'd like computers to do is, say, be able to recognize handwriting. You would think maybe there'd be a finite number of rules you could just write down to say, oh, this is the letter A, this is the letter B, and so on. It turns out you can't do that. So people have looked at a more biological kind of model or inspiration. Each neuron's connected to a relatively small number of other neurons. There's nobody controlling the show in your head. There's no king neuron. There's no central executive. Everybody's just doing their thing kind of independently, communicating. And somehow, out of all of that emerges, if you want to call it that, what we would call thinking. This is what I would call the main problem of complex systems, is if you have what we would call a decentralized, distributed system, how does such a system produce organized behavior? We see it all the time in nature, and we want to see it in the technology we build. So we want to build a computer that can do that. People in evolution study what they call the evolution of adaptability. So even the ability to adapt maybe has increased over time. One of the things that people in the complex systems world have claimed, and, you know, I don't know if I believe this or not, that all these systems that adapt have something in common, that there can be a science of adaptation, or what they call complex adaptive systems. There's no Newton yet of biology. You know, Darwin's the closest, but Darwin's theory doesn't explain a lot of things. There's no Einstein yet. Instead of I as the software engineer trying to program in the rules, instead I let them evolve and compete with other programs. The computer has in its memory a bunch of different programs that were devised at random. Most of them don't do anything, as you could imagine, but occasionally one of them will do something semi-useful, just by chance. That one, because it's better than the rest at doing the thing you want, it gets to have children. You get a computer program that you didn't write. It was evolved, but it's doing this thing that you want it to do, which in our case is a kind of image processing. If you can pose your problem to the computer, then the computer can, in principle, evolve a solution to your problem. I would even go further and say, if you could crack pattern recognition, if you could really get something that could recognize patterns in general, then you've basically cracked most of the problem of intelligence. That's my belief.